Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. The Jaguars fall 19-9 to the Oakland Raiders here. And offensively, it continues not to be pretty.
Yeah, when you rush for only 34 yards, about 1.8 per carry, it's going to be tough. And especially with this receiving core right now, obviously Cecil Short's really the only veteran guy who has any real experience. If you can't run the ball and you can't protect the quarterback, five more sacks this week.
And it doesn't matter if, John, if they're missing guys, you still are not giving yourselves a chance because they're making some mistakes, 10 penalties in the ballgame.
And I think Gus really emphasized that in the postgame. I think most disappointing, this game was not over at halftime. It's a 7-point game. They come out, they give up the field goal to start the third quarter, and then just do nothing offensively. When you really had a chance to get back into it, you stalled. You had the third and 35 or 29. And I think it's disappointing is you had a chance in the second half to get back into it and just really didn't.
I had concerns coming into this game about Maurice Jones-Drew and his health, and he actually was looking better early in the game, and all of a sudden Charles Woodson goes over the top, and a legal tackle hits him up high, and all of a sudden Maurice does not come back in the game, and it did look good after the game as well.
Well, and we watched the replay, Jeff, and it doesn't look like the ankle was twisted severely or anything like that, so it looked like a stress injury, like there was a lot of stress on that lower leg, ankle, foot. And it's not a good sign, and because he was obviously coming off the Liz Frank surgery, and that was the whole offseason, and now we're sitting here week two, and there's already major questions.
One positive, though, the Jaguars got their first touchdown of the season. Is that something to build on, John?
Well, I asked that in the locker room, and obviously very hesitant to say that because they knew it came in mop-up time, and even Gus said against a much softer defense. But it has to be something because at this point they've got to build on something. So you take that, you take the last two series. I guess they had more total yards at the very end than they did the entire game. You got to take that because there was not much else.
Defensively, the Jaguars are having to fight to find a way to be positive when you have an offense playing like it is. And the Jaguars defense gave up over 200 yards rushing. McFadden looked like he got some of his form of old, and Pryor ended up adding 50 yards to that total as well.
Listen, the defense needs to play better. I mean, over 200 yards rushing, like you said. But I'm going to put it even back on the offense. I mean, the first four series of the second half, they went three and out and had under 10 yards of total offense. And so that means this defense is on the field the entire time. Yes, they need to clean it up, but I think it's a group that is playing hard. There's not a great pass rusher, so that's a struggle. But as a unit, I mean, can they get better? Yes, but at least there's something positive there the way they play.
And, John, the one thing that's clearly missing with this defense is the big play.
Sure. Well, and the pass rush, which leads to the big play. So I guess they had the one turnover at the end when Ciprin forced the fumble, but – this is going to be a team that has to force the other team to make mistakes and get some easy touchdowns on defense because right now the offense is not producing enough to win.
That'll do it for us here in Oakland, and the Jaguars will stay out here in Oakland area in Fremont working all week long before they leave to Seattle on Saturday for the game against the Seahawks.